The Bible says in Jeremiah 32 and verse 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" God says nothing is hard for him. Praise the Lord. And this Resurrection Sunday, nothing will be difficult for you. This brand new month, today is our new month and Holy Communion blessing. Nothing will be difficult for you. Somebody say it with confidence that this month of April, nothing will be difficult for me. In Jesus' name, I want to welcome each and every one of us to this month, the month of hope. For us as a church, it's a month of hope. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 15 and verse 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Because it's our month of hope and it's a Resurrection Sunday, this month God will fill your life with peace. Oh my God, please, you need to be active this morning. You need to be active this morning. I say God will fill your life with peace. God will fill you with joy. God will fill you with joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm just going to speak a little bit on hope. And then we're going to pray. Because usually, our new month and early communion Sunday, we always pray. And God answers our prayers. I know God answers my prayers. Praise the Lord. One of the greatest virtues of any believer is hope. And hope is one virtue you cannot afford to lose. I've seen and I've met a lot of people who have lost hope, who have given up. They don't hope anymore. They don't think their situation can change. They don't think anything can be better. They judge themselves by their present problems and circumstances. Some look at their age and like, at this age of my life, what else can I do? They forget that Abraham started at 70 something. There's so much that you can do. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that hope is the anchor for the soul. The anchor for our soul. Let me quickly touch on that. Anchor. If you've ever been on the high sea, on a boat, or what the Italians call traghetto, I've been on one before. I don't like it. You know? The captain of the boat can get to a point, regardless of whatever they want to do, some people go on the IC to just relax. And when they get there, no matter how big the boat may be, and if you want to see big boats, go to the Bahamas, go to Spain, Malaga, Puerto Banos. You see yachts anchoring all around the water. They anchored there because somebody, the captain, threw the anchor of the ship down. It's a heavy load that holds the ship down. Because whether there is high tide or low tide, the water, there's always current in the water. And if the anchor is not down, that low current can take the ship away from that location and move it to an undesired location. In life, there are tides. Sometimes we experience high tide. Sometimes it's just the normal little things of life that takes us out of course. But when we anchor our hope in Christ Jesus, hope gives you stability. Hope stabilizes you. Hope looks at the situation around you and says to you, "I know all is well." Hope say, "I know all shall be well." I talked to us about the Shunammite woman last week whose son died. Everybody asked her, is everything okay? The husband asked her, is everything okay? She had hope. She just carried her son and took the child. She left the child and rode to the man of God. Everybody who asked her, she said, all is well. That is what hope says. All is well. Hope knows that whatever God has promised is deliverable. Did somebody hear me? Any promise God has made you, whether it has come to pass yet or it does not even look like it's going to come to pass, I want to announce to you today, it is deliverable. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of what? Things what? Hoped for. There is no faith without hope. And there's no hope without faith. Praise the Lord. Hope is activated when a promise is made and the promise is believed. And hope becomes the mother of expectation. And like I said earlier, that this month God is going to fill you with joy. Expectation is the mother of joy. I say to you one more time, God is going to fill your life with joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Life happens when we expect it, when we don't expect it. But hope keeps us firm. Hope keeps us believing. Hope keeps us looking unto Jesus alone, the author and the finisher of our faith. In Mark chapter 9, from verse 30, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he told them that he was going to be crucified and on the third day he's going to rise again. And the disciples, the Bible says, they did not understand it. And they were afraid to even question him. No wonder when he was arrested and taken to Golgotha and crucified, they all scattered. They all ran away. Every miracle they saw, they had forgotten. Fear gripped their lives. Anytime hope is dead, fear takes position. From today, I pray, every root of fear in your life is destroyed. I say every root of fear in your life is uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. That is why the Bible gives us fear not 365 times in the Bible. That when you wake up every day, you take one with you everywhere you go. He says fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Fear not. Come on, say to them, fear not. It's just the same to Mary and Martha. When Lazarus died, for 4 days Jesus delayed. And when Jesus arrived, oh Lord, you are too late. You are too late. Hope never says too late. Hope always says it's possible. No matter how bad the situation may be, it's possible. And Jesus said, where did you lay him? Oh, by now he stinks. Where did you lay him is the question I asked. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And Mary said, yes, I know. I know that in the last day, he will rise again. No, I'm not talking about the last day. I'm talking about now. And Jesus went to the tomb and he called Lazarus out. Today I take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything you have buried that is meant to benefit your life, I call it back to life today by the power of resurrection in the name of Jesus. Have you given up? Can somebody like me marry? At my age, can I have a child? Let me tell you something. There's no barrier strong enough to stop the promises of God from coming to pass in your life except you give up. Somebody say, I won't give up. Come on, somebody say, I won't give up. Say, I have hope. Say, I have hope. And I won't give up in Jesus' name. Did you hear the reading we read this morning? Isaiah 61 and verse 3. He gives beauty for ashes. That is, no matter how bad the situation is, God can bring something great out of it. And I see something great coming out of your life. I see something great coming out of your home. I see something great coming out of our children. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Maybe you are here. You have given up on your promotion at work. And you are like, I've stayed too long. It doesn't seem it's going to happen at all. I want to decree to you today that even this month of April, your promotion will be announced in Jesus' name. If you believe it, you receive it. If you believe it, you receive it. I say, if you believe it, you receive it. Jesus spoke about his future. Even though some people did not believe it. Like a man of God said, the future you picture is the future you will feature in. Hallelujah. The future you picture, if you can see yourself by his resurrection power, that with God all things are possible, then it will come to become possible for you. It will be possible for you. Somebody say, it will be possible for me. Somebody say, it will be possible for me. The Bible says, in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 24, whom the Lord raised from the dead. He says, because the grave could not hold him down. The grave could not hold him down. Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death. Because it was not possible. It was not possible that he should be held by it. And my Bible reminds me and says, as he is, so am I in this world. So if Jesus cannot be held down, and Jesus cannot be held bound, I cannot be held down. I cannot be held bound. You will not be held down. You will not be held bound. In the name of Jesus, do you believe it? Jesus asked many people, do you believe? He says, only believe. The grave could not hold him down. His glory could not be confined. That is why I know that your glory will not be confined. The glory of your destiny will not be confined. Every shackle of failure, every shackle of disappointment operating and looming over your life, they are broken today by the power of the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, this new month. Don't sleep on me. I don't know if you are as excited as I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hope is always expectant of delivery. Hope is always expectant of delivery. Hope is always waiting, knowing that it will come to pass. That is why I know that every promise of God concerning your life will come to pass. I say it shall come to reality. The promises of God shall become your reality in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to be praying shortly. I have all the Sundays in this month to talk about hope and to help you build up your hope. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, that is the blood of Jesus, the blood of the covenant, he says, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Oh, a lifeless situation. When you find water, you find life. Where there is no water, there is no life. He says, a waterless pit, a lifeless situation. He says, I will deliver you from it. I don't know who God is talking about. I don't know what kind of less situation that you are in. I say you are coming out today. Amen. Come on, somebody who believes me, shout a good amen. You are coming out today. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I'm coming out today. I prophesy to somebody, you are coming out of debt. I say you are coming out of hoeing. They have labeled you as a whore. I remove that label today. I erase that label today. From today, from a borrower, you are turning to a lender. In the name of Jesus. Return to the stronghold, he said. Return and keep believing. Return and never give up and keep hoping. You prisoners of hope, as long as you are hopeful, what did he say? He says, even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Ah, God will give you double for your trouble. Double blessing for your trouble. Double blessing for your trouble. Who is that person? Shout a better amen. Amen. What does hope do? Hope expects. Hope sees. And hope speaks what is promised. Many times I find believers very afraid to declare what God has promised them. Oh, I don't want my neighbor to hear. Oh, they better hear so that they can know that your God is alive. So that when it comes to pass, it was your God that did it. Did I not tell you that God said this is well with me? Did I not tell you that God said I'm going to have a brand new home? Did I not tell you that I'm already pregnant? I heard the story of a woman, as soon as I mentioned pregnant. This woman, she was working somewhere, and she told her co-workers and said, well, she's been married for many years, but no baby. And she told them, she said, you know, when I'm going to deliver my baby, I'm going to need somebody else to take over my job while I'm on maternity leave, you know. And when somebody talks like that, you already assume that they are pregnant, right? But this woman wasn't pregnant. She wasn't pregnant at all. But a year later, she became pregnant and she had twins. I say, God will give you double for your trouble. I say, God will give you double for your trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you don't change your mind on God, God will see to it that you have double. If you don't change your mind, if you don't look for another avenue, if you just trust God alone, if you just know that, Lord, only you can do it. Brother Principal, I need you on the keyboard. Only God can do it. Only God can make it happen. Only God can make a promise. Jesus said, they will kill me. They will crucify me. But on the third day, I will rise again. It was dumbfounding. Who has ever seen anything like that? Who could say something like that? But only God can say it. And only God can do it. Whatever he has said concerning you, he will bring it to fruition. I say he will bring it to fruition. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, one thing I know for a certainty is, God never forgets the hopeful. As long as you are hopeful, just like I know that God will never owe the faithful. You are hopeful. You are faithful. God can never forget you. At the right time, he will show up for you. I told us last week, with God, it's not about time. It's about walking in the truth. It's about holding on to the truth. It's about knowing that what he said is actually the truth. Hallelujah. And Jesus died. He rose again. And he cannot die again. Praise the Lord. I say Jesus cannot die again. What he says he will do, that is what he will do. Praise the Lord. Then, my Bible tells me in Colossians chapter 2, we're going to enter into the zone of prayer in a minute. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, as he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Anything contrary to you, the Bible says Jesus has taken them out of the way. Not that he will take it out. He has taken it out. Do I have believers in the house? Do I have believers in the house? Do I have people who know and believe what the word of God says? That he has taken it out of the way. He has nailed it on the cross of Calvary. It has been nailed over 2,000 years ago. That negativity, that sickness, it has been nailed on the cross of Calvary. That barrenness, that joblessness, it has been nailed on the cross of Calvary. Come on, rise on your feet.